It's the Joe and Alex Show, and if you're just joining us, we're talking to Faith today for Ask Alex, and this is kind of a long story, but Alex, let's reset from the beginning to where we're at now with Faith.
We're about to get to the part where Faith explains why she was fired, but the backstory is it has to do with somehow, we're going to find out how, but it has to do with the kind of Twitter war that's been brewing this week between Laura Ingraham and David Hogg.
Yeah, she tweeted something about him. He replied back saying, oh, she's bullying me, and then said, hey, here's the sponsors, go after them, and it kind of went back and forth. And
somehow Faith is involved. So Faith, explain.
So everything I said to you, like not being party politics, kind of the way I see the situation, is what I put on Facebook, all of it.
Okay.
And okay.
One of my coworkers,
like you, you basically wrote on Facebook, like you were talking about this stuff that's going on Twitter right now, this drama.
Yeah.
And you said, hey, you know, FYI, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat, just like you just told us. I just feel like this was unnecessary for David Hogg to call for a massive boycott for just being called whiny.
Yeah, and it was extreme. And I also said, you know, I'm glad that she apologized and she probably should have kept it to herself.
Right.
All of that was in there.
Okay.
So a coworker sees this. And I guess went to my boss like first thing on Monday and said that by saying I didn't agree with how that situation was handled, that I was also bullying a school shooting survivor, which Laura,
what?
Like everyone's saying that she's doing that. And so I had to tell my husband yesterday that I was fired for this. And it was kind of the most embarrassing moment of my entire life.
Yeah.
I'm like a regular person, and I just had an opinion about how this was unfolding. And
yeah.
I didn't think
it doesn't sound like you took a side,
cool.
As in I'm anti-gun control, I'm for gun control,
but
nothing like that.
But did you violate a company policy? A lot of people have social media things, like what you can and can't post online, because you're representing a company and a brand.
I feel like I was kind of... It's not like I took her side and... I mean, I didn't really take either side.
She wasn't taking a political stand.
Stuff happened was kind of out of hand.
So you're fired from your job for this post, according to the boss. What exactly is your question for Ask Alex?
Well, I guess my question for you and for everyone who can hear this is, like, hearing everything that I just explained, do you think that I was, like, rightly fired, or is there a word, like, wrongly fired? Because, I mean, I'm obviously completely devastated for this to happen. It's like during race season.
Yeah.
I'm really good at my job, and I really loved it, and I just feel like maybe this was, like, not handled well by my company.
Sure. I totally understand why you would be emotional about that. And I honestly side with you. I understand when certain companies wouldn't want the people that work for them, especially if you're in brand marketing for a brand like that. I understand them not wanting you to take a side politically. But in my opinion, that wasn't taking a side politically. It's just saying, I don't like how this was handled. That's the problem, is that you're being attacked saying, like, well, you're anti, you know, David Hogg or whatever. That's not necessarily true. You're just saying, I disagree with how he handled that. And I don't see a problem with that. Maybe somebody else will have an opinion on that.
317-239-1009. What do you think about Faith? She worked here for a local racing company, and now because of what she commented or her thoughts on Facebook, now is unemployed. So do you think another racing team might hire you?
I hope so. I wish so.
All right. Hey, Faith, good luck on finding the job, and we'll try to get some people's feedback for you too, okay?
Yeah, that's just insane, Faith. I'm so sorry.
Thank you so much.
All right. It's Ask Alex on the Joe and Alex Show. You can 317-239-1009 call the show, or on Twitter and Instagram, it's @Joe and Alex Show. Let us know what you think, and on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. We'll talk to you next.